Hey, Giovanni, I can help you.
Oh, hey, Armin. It's Tina, again, from Local Splash. You got through your doctor's appointment, huh? Okay, good.
I did.
So, yeah, I know that Joyce reached out to you for the client interview, and then you were saying that you still felt more comfortable to just proceed with the cancellation?
Yes.
Okay. I can do that for you, but you were so pressed on time earlier, I didn't have time to make a few suggestions, because what I really feel in talking to you, because you're someone that has a very smart marketing sense, and you have a lot of marketing dollars going out elsewhere, so it sounds to me like, you know, you're a little bit worried that, you know, come February 17th that you'd have to pay again. But I want to let you know that a program like this will easily fund itself in the influx of new business that it brings you, right? Because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So, you know, and I don't know if anyone explained this to you, but over the last 30 days,
I mean, they did. Charlie did. But I have a marketing team that I've been working on my website and my marketing for about 4.5 years now, and I still don't show up on first page of Google, first page of Yahoo. So the way that they were explaining to me, I was like, I actually told Charlie, I was like, you know what, let's be more realistic. If you told me, like, it would take time, but we could get you to maybe second page, maybe third page of Google, and not say, oh, we're going to get the first page of Google. Like, you know, it's just false advertisement. You know, I'm not stupid. I've been doing this for too long. So if they came out with me, like, give me correct information, because, I mean, realistically, you know, I know, Charlie knows, all your team knows. No one's going to get on the first Google page in 1 month. I mean, that requires a lot of backlinks.
We wouldn't be in business, though, if we were signing people up and in 4 years they weren't getting on the first page. And I want to let you know that if that company that you're working with, let's say that they eventually got you to page two and you're feeling like, oh, that's fair. You know, now I'm on page two. I'm happy with that. That's not even going to benefit you, because 87% of consumers will hire off of page one, and yet less than 1% will click to page two. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and they hire one. It's as simple as that. Now, as far as the timeline, you're absolutely right. It's not like you're going to, you know, have a client interview and they're going to flip a switch and all of a sudden you're on the first page everywhere. It does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, indexing, backlinking, trusted citations. So you know more about this than the average business owner that we talk to. However, industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, and we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So I always tell people that, of course, you're going to see activity within your first month because we start programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. And that's part of why I pushed that next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, just so that you have the full 8 weeks to evaluate this, or the full 6 weeks, I'm sorry, to evaluate this and get your phone ringing with new clients. Because I'm sure you would agree that if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, that's going to make you want to spend that dollar every single time, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I'm not looking right now. I'm not looking really for more customers. I'm already good on customers. I'm just looking to get more, visual, basically, what do you call it? Trying to basically plan for the future. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to get more visual, I'm trying to get more backlinks, more hyperlinks to my website, to my company for future. So I could get more of a branding, like the name could go out there so people could remember me. But so I don't really care about getting leads right now and getting all this stuff. I just want legitimate work done for what you're telling me. You know what I mean? And I mean, I'm glad that research is every company. I've researched your company. You guys have a lot of bad reviews, and people are calling it scams, blah, 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 and a lot of good reviews. But I mean, in the world that I'm in, I mean, I've been doing, like I said, I'm a very techie guy. I could get reviews, fake reviews, all day, every day. There's companies and people that email me saying that they could give me reviews for this much money. So I know some of the reviews are fake and some of the reviews are real. But the same goes with me and my company. I have actual reviews and I have fake reviews. Everyone has it, right? But if you actually want to be realistic with me, if you go on your BBB, which I have a BBB too, is a 5-star. If you go on there and read your complaints and read everything else, nothing you guys are advertising to me is realistic. So if you guys came out, like Charlie came out and said, hey, you know what? Realistically, in 1 month, you're not going to even get close to the first page. It's not realistic. So, but if you keep going with us, eventually we make so much backlinks, hyperlinks, and this and that, that you will eventually pop up in second page, maybe first page. But when you guys fall advertise and fool people, and they fall for it, then it just pisses me off. You know, at first I was like, sure, and then I thought about it, I'm like, hold on, I've done this before, why do I fall for it? Because Charlie and the other guy was putting me under pressure, giving me false advertisement, false information. Right? Which is okay. You know, that's how, I'm in sales, so sometimes you have to do that to get the sale. But for someone that is in sales and knows this stuff, it's just like, why did I do it? Like, I already know this is not right information. So that's all I'm saying. Just be realistic. And I don't care about $300, $400. You know what I mean? It's just the fact that, am I actually going to get results in 1 month?
Yeah, you
I don't
want
think
someone
so.
To be forthcoming with you. Yeah. So let me explain one thing to you is, our corporation, and I just sent you a link to our pricing page. Charlie got special pricing for the platinum package, so you know, don't worry about that. When it says $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee, your terms has you grandfathered into the $249 pricing. But on what I want to show you on that page is our Google partnership badge. And if you notice at the left of that badge, there's a red banner that says Premier. That is an elite status with Google, Armin. There's only 7 companies in the entire nation that has earned a Premier partnership. We happen to be one of them. And what that means is that Google has a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a Premier partner to Google, you'll have that extra support staff available for your business. Now, I want to circle back to the local/Better Business Bureau page since you brought it up, is that we were founded in December of 2004. So we just celebrated our 19th year as a corporation that makes us pioneers in the industry. In 19 years, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. And on our Better Business Bureau, I think there's, what, a handful of negative complaints that were filed against us. I think there's 19 total, which is less than 0.01% of our actual happy clients. But if you also notice on the BBB, we maintain an A-plus rating. So the reason that is that anyone that's ever filed a complaint against Local Splash, it's all been resolved. So there isn't one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can legitimately say that we did not fulfill what we promised them, you know, and you really have nothing to lose because let's say, you know, February 17th rolls around and you're not happy with the results and you still want to cancel, you can do so. There's no problem there. You wouldn't have any further charges, but that way at least you would have more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. Because with all the advertising that you're doing, Armin, and with the smoking website that you have and all of the great reviews that are out there on other sources, you still have a very weak internet presence on Google. And that's something that we're going to fix for you. There's no question about it.
Okay. And then my other question is when someone called me from your team to, they said they need to do an interview for 30, 40 minutes. What does that inquire? Like what is that for?
Oh, all they do is they ask you about your services and your keywords and the service area that you're in just so that we set up the programming properly. I do see that you already have the Google Business page, though, through the other company. So do you have access to that?
I do, but I do not share any information on logins or anything with any of my accounts with any company.
Absolutely not. No, never do that. That's not safe. But what we do is if we bring a client on board and they already have a Google page, we don't create a new one because that's a duplicate listing and it'll throw up a red flag with Google and it would hurt your rankings. So what we have you do is just go in and add us as a manager. That way we can optimize the listing to show on the first page. So I'll send you an email with the instructions to do that. It's super simple. It takes 2 minutes. And understand that that Google Business page, it belongs to you. Your business has ownership of it, and that will never change. All you would do is you would add Local Splash as a manager so that we could do the programming and the optimization. And then down the road, if you ever decide to discontinue, you just go back in and you remove Local Splash as a manager. You always will still have your Google Business page. Nothing changes there. Make sense?
Yes. I have to talk to my marketing team and see if they have to do their thing and see, make sure everything's okay to do that.
Sure. No problem. I sent you the login, and then I want to give you one further suggestion because I can reschedule the client interview and have them call you back just to nail down the keywords in the service area. Of course, I'm going to have them refer to the listing that you already have and your website, so they should already have a good hands on, you know, what you want. But sometimes people say, oh, I do kitchen remodeling and bathroom remodeling, but I want to focus on room additions or something like that. Or sometimes they say, gosh, I'm so tired of doing, you know, residential. I want to focus more on commercial. So any little tidbits like that that they'll pick up when talking to you during the client interview, that will help us as we do the optimization to make sure that you're getting the right type of calls. Because for someone like you that has a big remodeling corporation, I'm sure you don't want someone to call you that, you know, wants a, you know, $50 drywall patch, right? You want someone that's going to be a higher end client. So they'll talk to you and they'll find out what your objective is and what your service area is so that we can program you properly. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So also, we offer seasonal holds for our clients for up to 90 days. So let's say that February rolls around and you're still thinking like, man, I wish I would have waited 3 months. You can call us and you can pause the billing for February, March, and April, and then we would reinstate it automatically in May. So anytime you do that, we allow you to turn the service on and off just like a faucet. And the nice thing about
is... Understood. I have a lot of calls coming in because I'm working at the office right now. But
yes.
So let me actually think this through, and then let me talk to my marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you send me an email with your email, I think I got an email from you. I don't know if it's from you, but it's from support. But if you send me an email that I could email you my decision and how I would like to proceed, and then we can go from there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I noticed that our text messages are not going through to you, so I'm going to send you one right now with my direct line and just see if it'll come through. It automatically sends from our 877 number, but I want to see if you get it from the 95. No, it didn't come through to you either. So does your phone automatically reject?
The phone number you have is a business phone number, and that's a landline, the 266-1282. You got to call my cell phone, 949, text my cell phone, 949-923-7255.
949-923-7255, correct?
Correct. That's my cell.
Okay. You got it. I'll put that in there, and I'll send you my contact information just so that when you get done with your team, you can call me and you can tell me what you decided to do. But in the meantime, we'll keep this open just so that, you know, once it cancels, I don't want you to lose that money that you paid. So hopefully we can reschedule the client interview. And worst case scenario, the program also includes some Facebook ads, which I don't know if the other company is running them for you or not, but we would also be doing Facebook ads for you. So that would give you a little bit more bang for your buck coming from the social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you. All right,
so you should have gotten the text now. You're very welcome. Have a really great rest of your week too, Armin.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. Bye.